the snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So, Teresa, you wanted to say what about the neighbors here?
My neighbor? Okay, so listen, people like to decorate for Christmas. I get that. Yay for you people. You don't got a theme, whatever. You got all your junk in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
But put your crap on a timer. I mean, I'm about to lose it with my neighbors. They're new, and their lights are on all the time.
Okay.
You don't like lights on all night?
No, they're on like right. No, they're on all day. They're on now. They don't have their lights on a timer.
Okay,
but that's okay. It's the holiday spirit throughout the day, throughout the night.
No, that's a waste of energy.
Okay, so well, at least it's their energy. But now, is it possible that they have them on like a dimmer, or it's controlled by a dimmer? Because that's how our lights are. So they're on all night, and like they're probably still on right now because the dimmer hasn't been tripped yet by sunlight.
No. When I will come home at different times during the day and on the weekends, the freaking lights are still on, and I'm like, ugh.
Okay. So
I'm not talking to these people, so I don't want to go over and be like the energy police, but like I want to be the energy police.
Well, okay. Look, I'm always in favor of being the police. The neighborhood police.
I'll be the crazy Christmas lady. Oh, my God, the crazy Christmas lady's coming over. What
yep,
do you do
uh-huh.
I'm just like, if you're going to put crap in your yard, too, have a theme. Don't just have, like, Disney.
Okay, wow.
Oh, just, I mean, come
all right.
On, yes.
So this is even beyond, like, the lights themselves. Now it's the actual decor. You're kind of...
Yeah, people okay. Just... Oh, my gosh, people. Come on.
All
get
right.
It together.
Teresa,
get it together.
I look forward to the day that your heart will grow three sizes. Because you are the decoration Grinch.
Okay. All right, well...
I'm just keeping it real.
No.
Oh,
I'm sure you're not alone.
I know, I just say it out loud. The other people think it, but I'm just like, come on, get with it. That's
all right.
Fine.
All right, Teresa. You have a good one. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so is she alone? Or what's your complaint about the neighbor's decorations? 2801025.
I'm fine with the lights on all the time.
And it doesn't bother me either.
That doesn't.
As long as it doesn't, you know, is
it's not shining
exactly.
into your home.
Right. Exactly. It's not is doing anything yeah. like that.
Yeah.
Which most aren't, I don't think.
No. We've got those, the laser light shows pointed up on our house.
Yeah, we had a neighbor that did that, and he didn't do it again this year because I think he must have saw what we saw, which is... What is that? you just couldn't tell. I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me other than I just used to sit and go, what is it?
Well,
I can't make it out.
I mean, it's just this, you know, these the red dots or green dots or whatever mm-hmm. it is pointed up at the house. My problem with this laser light show is that because they're laser beams, they go through any like crack in your shades. So it's literally a laser light show throughout our entire home because we don't have blinds on all the windows.
Oh, wow.
And so it's
okay.
coming in. And like if you walk through our house at 2 a.m, you know, which sometimes happens. And
you're like one of those dance video games.
It mm-hmm. looks like, yeah. Or like, you know, it's like you're in a bank or a jewelry store. And those are like the.
Oh, your Mission Impossible.
Mission, yeah. Ooh, like the security
yes.
system.
Yes.
And like you got
to like it.
Duck underneath them. That's what I don't like about it.
Because you can't let the does laser that get you.
Does well, that it's a fun game if you want to play it.
If you're going to have that, I would play the game, too. I would probably lose a lot. I'm not real agile. And I don't fit under anything. But does this go into your neighbor's house or just yours house?
I think just our house.
No one's told you yet if it does?
Correct.
Okay.
Ah. So I could see in that way that you might be irritating your neighbors
mm-hmm.
with that. Or just that you put up the laser light show, because I know people are passionately against them.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I had last
right.
year a
mm-hmm.
friend of mine saying that it looked like light vomit.
Yeah. I was anti-laser light. That softened a bit.
On you, have you?
Yeah.
You are a decoration czar, a little bit.
Me?
Kurt.
Oh, Kurt.
Yeah,
don't
you think he is?
I walk around. I judge.
You're
you
more
do.
Of a czar than...
Yeah, you judge everybody's decorations.
Like, I like inflatables. I don't like the plastic ones.
And you like feel the like plastic. There's a limit. See, and I'm the
opposite. Don't know if I have a limit on inflatables.
Okay.
For our house, I have a limit.
They're expensive.
They are expensive.
Sarah, so you don't like the neighborhood's lights being on all the time either?
mine's more about if you're going to take the time to put the lights on, make sure they're all working and they're not some hanging off. So, you know, like some people put a few clips and then let them all sag. And you took the time.
Okay.
Now so, take the extra time to make it look like you took the time.
Okay. Right. In fairness, the wind has been ridiculous the past couple of days. True. I mean, like, we had some dangling ornaments in the tree. We put, like, 10 out. There is one random dangling ornament left. The rest, I have no idea. They're scattered throughout the neighborhood. We've had a couple return to our front porch, but that's it.
They don't even hang them up back in the tree.
So if you come to our house right now, our one tree is like Charlie Brown Christmas tree with one random dangling ornament.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, okay.
So what you would say to me, go take the ornament out of the tree. Nice try, but it's done. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna get dressed, button your shirt.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. Fair enough.
Exactly.
Okay.
You have a good day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, winner 2.5.